so sorry for how MIA we've been.
Real life has hit us.
Yeah, life came at us. We went on holiday. We both got ill. Family members been ill. Work's been crazy.
Fireworks won't stop going off.
Jay's new job's taking up all his time. Jay is working like you would not believe. This man is like a whole bitch to his work company at the moment. So
listen, I love it. I love my job, and they say when you love what you do,
you don't work a day in your life.
There we go.
So yeah, life's just been crazy, but we're back, and hopefully we'll be consistent from now on.
Yes, we will. And to start off, I am grateful today.
Yay!
It's going to be work related. Shock. But no, I had a
I'm such a hater.
I had a really good conversation with my manager today.
I love that. Well done.
I'm happy.
I am grateful for two things today, actually.
Two?
I know, normally I'm
making up for
one.
Lost time.
Yeah. So I'm firstly grateful that we got up at 5 a.m. today. We went to the gym and I did my accounts, guys. Bro, I got my accounts
this 5
done.
10 years long.
I've been dreading doing my tax return, and I haven't done the tax return yet, but I've prepped the accounts. So that's what I'm grateful for, that I got it done. And I saw my little goddaughter. Anyways.
We apologize again.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to start up our return. Is it a return?
Return of the Mac.
We're going to start our return.
Not a key, but fuck it.
With some. It was actually. Return of the Mac.
A bear of a key. We have some little auto-tune onto that one still. A little auto-tune.
You're going to have to add a clip
return
of the actress.
Of the Mac.
Yeah, we're going to start our return with some embarrassing sex and date stories.
That sounds salacious. I love the word salacious.
And do you know what's so funny about this? That Jay has no idea what I've got on my notes because he wanted a surprise. I basically put up an Instagram story poll and I got everyone to tell me their wildest sex stories or date stories. Mm. We have a long list.
Were they all from women or men?
No, I've got quite a few men. Actually,
I can't even share my own because I feel like I'll get cancelled.
Oh,
man.
Please.
Nah, because
I'll share mine, but I'm going to do it anonymously, lads. So you've got to guess what one mine is.
I'll share one of mine that I can share. I feel like the bad ones about women, I feel like, you know, they're the fine line between banter and bullying.
Yeah, we don't want
to
bully.
I'm not trying to cross that line. I'm not trying to cross that line.
There is one actually that someone sent me in that I'm not going to read out because it is very.
No, that, you have
no,
to
no,
read
no,
it
no,
out.
It's not nice. It's just like. I just looked at it and I was like, nah.
No. But no one knows what it's about, so you have to read it.
No, but it makes people feel shit about it. Like, it's something about how they looked, and I don't like that. I'm not doing that. But anyway, if I don't shout out your story today, it's not because I didn't find it funny. I literally am just picking at random out of all the stories I got because I got a lot on my notes.
And we don't condone body shaming.
No body shaming.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. So anyway, let me kick it off.
But do share it with me.
Shall I start slow?
Fuck it, but we have to catch up for lost time.
Let me just go in order.
Yeah, order.
So this person here, it was a day where she decided she was going to take her virginity away from herself. So
how
she was
mean,
losing her virginity.
How do you take it away from herself?
Well, yeah, man, she was giving her virginity.
No. A man was taking it.
Yeah, she was giving her virginity.
No, a man took it. Yeah?
Let's not have this misogynistic.
A man took it from her.
We're not doing misogyny, Jay. So anyway, she was giving up her virginity. And she says here that my boyfriend was doing the right thing and got his fingers going. Lol, fingering in brackets. Lol.
I ain't fingered in time.
I realised I was actually on my period and it looked like someone had been murdered on the white bed sheets at the house I was sitting at, as in she was house sitting and that's where she'd done it. Needless to say, she did not lose her virginity that week.
No.
So you're all ready to get your virginity taken and then bam, your mother nature says, no, you're too young for
someone else's house.
In someone else's gaff that you're house sitting for. Rude. That same person actually... This is just a really quick one, but I just found it funny.
She's having too much sex work.
Do you know how many... I've actually got loads from her, but I have to miss some, otherwise it's going to be all her. Do you know how many times this happens to people? And I'm not going to say just me, because it's not just me. It happens to a lot of people. She said, after sleeping with someone... Not that I sleep with anyone with a girlfriend.
That's a damn story.
Anyway, after sleeping with someone that had a girlfriend, bracket, sorry, not sorry.
Wait, hold fair, on.
Each their own.
Oh, sorry. I'm so confused. I was thinking, is she lesbian? No.
After sleeping with someone that had a girlfriend, sorry, not sorry, he proceeded to talk to me while they're naked in bed about whether he thinks he should tell his girlfriend or not.
No!
She said,
No.
I just don't think this is a chat for me, hon. Imagine laying there after sex.
You
trying to consult her like she's an agony aunt.
What do I always say? A true player needs to know how to play.
But you can't be doing that and asking her. Because then sometimes, when she says, yeah, tell her now, babe, text her, go on. Break the poor girl's heart.
I feel like after sex sometimes you're going to confide in someone, you know?
True.
And I can understand it.
True, but maybe not ask them if you should tell your girlfriend or not.
That's bad, by the way.
Semi-intimate, but so fucking embarrassing. We both got really drunk at a party. We went back to his. I got changed into some nice lingerie, but we both ended up falling asleep. In the middle of the night, I got up to go to the toilet. I must have walked back into his parents' room and fell asleep at the bottom of their feet thinking And woke up to his parents. Yeah. Woke up to his parents kicking me thinking it was the dog on the bed. I refused to leave his room for the majority of the next day. At least they all found it funny. Thank God. Because could you imagine?
She wouldn't be allowed back in my house, bro.
How mortified would you be if you woke up to your son's, I don't know, day, one night stand, whatever it was, at the bottom of your bed in lingerie?
I mean, I'd hope she'd be nice.
Oh, it's just mortifying.
You know what else? As you mentioned lingerie, you know what really pisses me off about women? When I appreciate sometimes like women go out the way to, you know, make the effort and to put on this nice lingerie and all of that. I ain't got time for all that.
I hate it. I'm not going to lie. I think it's so boring. And do you know what? Maybe I'm just ugly, but
you're not ugly.
I feel like men just don't really care for it. Like they love a little selfie and a bit of lingerie.
I was just about to send it on Snapchat. When it's a Snapchat
thing. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is what you're
please,
getting.
Please.
But when you're walking into a room, what do you want him to do? It's so awkward. You're spending like £50-60, sometimes more, on a little skimpy thing to wear.
I always think to myself, just take the damn
thing. Yeah, just get it off, man.
Off.
What are we waiting for?
And what else? I prefer to have sex with the lights off because I get hot in it. Innit? I don't need any extra light. And I've had girls say, oh, I've turned the light off. And I've had girls say, oh, like, do you not want to see me in my lingerie? No, which is why I've turned the light off.
Yeah, I don't care about it. I want
the light
off.
To be on.
Do you know what I mean? I don't care. It's like a man walking in with, like, I don't know, jazzy boxers on. I'm not going to be like, oh,
nah, to be fair,
that's doing bits for me.
Whenever I feel like there's a chance that I might sleep with a girl.
You're going to wear nicer boxers out of the fact that you don't want to look like a bum.
The Primark box.
Yeah, with holes all over it.
The gym boxers.
Do you know how many times Jay said to me in a day?
Hey,
how many times he says to me in a day? My new boxers have holes in it.
Listen. Let me explain. Just before we went on holiday,
I don't care what you say, they're one wear boxers.
What do you mean one wear?
Strict. You're getting boxers from Primark and you think you're not going to get holes in them after one wear. The minute you pull them up, your finger's going through them.
Oi, I'm ashamed, man.
Yeah, you can't.
This whole episode, no episode this week. Oi, that's embarrassing.
This is quite funny.
Buy me some boxes. Donate, please.
So, I'm not sure if I should tell you this, she said. I know her. This is probably why.
Well, she has fucking told
me.
I only just managed
to tell my sister a few months ago. I started seeing this guy and I went over to his house. I'd met him twice before on nights out, so we were far from comfortable. I had to go for a poo at his and I was rushing to make sure it didn't stink in his ensuite. So I quickly finished and turned around to flush it super quick before I wiped my ass so it didn't fester. And there must have been a little nugget that had dropped.
It dropped
onto the toilet seat as I turned and then sat down on it. I shat all over, shit was all over the back of my leg. I cleaned it up as best I could, but that smell really lingers. Needless to say, we did not get busy that night.
I literally feel so sick in my mouth right now. That story didn't need to be shared.
Whoever the
fuck that was, and they started it by saying, I'm not sure I should have shared this with you. Jesus Christ.
This one isn't actually a funny story. I'm just reading it and it's making me laugh because someone's written, I've had 50 dates this year.
50?
Which I found mad. Just had one very eager who was dripping in sweat when we were having sex. And it reminded me of you. I've had someone sweat into my mouth before, you know. And I remember being like, my God, no.
The sweat thing is deep, man. It's a condition. You don't understand how embarrassing it is.
You were the one preaching on one of our podcasts about cardio season Go and get on the running machine. What do you mean?
The sweating. I'm not sweating because I'm out of breath. I've got stamina. Okay. Let's clarify that. I've got stamina. I'm not sweating because I'm out of breath. I'm just sweating because it's hot. I'm physically, like, you need to bear in mind.
Everyone here just going to Jay-Z as an abusive over this, please.
You need to bear in mind, one, my room and my house is ridiculously hot. No, that's number one.
I have
one.
To back that.
That's number
that
one.
That man lives in a sauna.
You can sweat by just sitting there. That's number one.
Yeah, true.
Number two.
I don't even sweat. And when I walk into your house, I'm sweating from head to toe instantly.
Number two, a lot of the time,
I've just deep that. How do you have sex in your house?
I sweat.
Your room is like a hot
I
box.
Sweat. I drip.
Nah, you need to stop doing that.
To the point where when I was younger.
Poor girls.
What'd you say?
Poor girls.
Poor me. I'm the one that's embarrassed. I can't even concentrate.
Do you have a flannel on your head midway?
Yeah. I used to. But I used
I thought
to.
You were going to say no.
What do you want me to do?
Oh my
I can't
God,
even concentrate on having sex a lot of the time because I'm thinking I'm sweating too much.
Oh no.
What I used to do when I was growing up, to say what or the missionary position, I'd have me like on top of the girl, obviously that's missionary, and then I'd have.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I never had.
Yeah, just in case you young whippersnappers, and we're wondering. I know you don't appreciate the missionary like you should. And then I'd have the towel on the other pillow, and I wouldn't even be looking at the girl. I just have my face down in the towel. It's deep.
That's so funny.
A lot of times,
I'd love to like interview the girls that you've done that with.
I've done it.
So what was it like?
A lot of times, nowadays whenever I have sex, usually. I have to have a little pit stop. I'm a little water. It's like I've just done 15 minutes on treadmill. Come off, have a little water, stand by the window, wipe your face,
that.
And then go back.
Why not? You got to be
with the best feeling. Wet.
Read this one because it's funny also. So I was sleeping with this guy. We'd slept together a few times and he went to go and finish on my face, as you do.
I need to do that work.
When he came... It followed with piss and he ended up weeing and coming all over my face.
That can't, no. Scientifically, that can't be a thing. That is disgusting.
I asked her more questions on the matter and she said that he literally said he didn't know it was coming. Like, he came and then it just came out after.
The thing is, and I think a lot of men will attest to this, there've been so many times where I'm like, I'm not sure what sign's coming, and I don't
I've
know
heard
if
that
it's.
A few times,
I don't know what, if it's gonna be white.
I've heard that a few
or
times.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? You literally don't know. But I've never had a situation where urine has come out or both at the same fucking time.
Yeah, mad.
He needs to go get that checked out.
Yeah,
bro. That's
and
disgusting.
She needs to go to.
What
church.
Did she do? Did any of it go in her mouth?
I don't know.
Fuck me, bro. Remind me not to be kissing any of your friends' cheeks. Fuck me. Jesus.
Fuck me. This one did actually make me laugh. Again, I know this person, and she was embarrassed to tell me. She said, so me and my man use a butt plug. We've always loved it.
Oh, hold on. I can't remember who I've had this conversation, the butt plug conversation with, but someone was telling me, oh no, I do remember, but she was telling me about some of her friends, like this couple. And she said, and I don't know if this is similar in this situation, that they both share a butt plug, like the man and the woman.
Oh, no,
and
no,
I
no,
said,
no. I
that
draw
is
a line there.
Absolutely disgusting.
That's nasty.
What type of... Okay, I'm glad. I didn't know if you were going to agree or disagree.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me. So, we've always loved them, never really had a problem with them. A few months ago on Sunday night, we were having sexy time and using one.
Sexy
we'd both
time.
Her words. Anyways, after a while, we switched position. And at that point, I realised it was no longer in my bum. So we searched the entire room for it. I hate losing things and not knowing where they are.
Fair
play. I asked him if it definitely was still not in my arse, and he said no. And as I couldn't feel it, I was convinced it had fallen out. After a while, we give up looking and carried on.
No.
10 minutes later, he has his fingers up my vag and he says,
don't say that word.
Her name. I can feel something through the wall of your vagina. At that point, I knew it was all the way up my bum. I started screaming and crying because the thought of going to A&E was literally the most embarrassing thing. It was literally right up there. My boyfriend got his fist, put it up my bum with zero warning to grab it out. He shouted, I've got it. By this point, his whole forearm was up there.
How
when he pulled it out, it was absolutely covered in shit. I was mortified. I've never had a single
trigger warning. trigger warning.
I ran to the bathroom to cry with embarrassment in the mirror. In the mirror, you know, you have to look at yourself crying. He literally almost cried and threw it away and wrapped up in wet wipes. After he showered and cleaned up,
the fucking
fancy carrying on, and that's how I know I'm with the love of my life.
I would have chopped that fucking arm off, bro. We're dumb. I would have given it to him, bro. The ear.
Oh my god.
You like black men? That is disgusting.
It was.
How is man getting his fist up there?
The arm, the forearm. They're quite large.
Nah, that's disgusting.
With no lube.
Fuck it. Even if he has lube, how's man putting his... That is this.
You got to do what you got to do.
Let me stop judging people.
You know what, though? Hats off to him, because if you said to me, or anyone said to me, can you just shove your hand up my ass and get that out? I'd be like, absolutely not, go to any. There's a gynecologist for a reason. Is that what they do?
Me and you have had conversations where you have said to me that if my girl was in a really bad situation,
I'm talking about ill or injured.
I don't give a...
You can go to a hospital for that. There's people that directly work with shit like that, quite literally. Pardon the pun.
I respect that.
This is the first ever one night stand that she'd had. I was on my period. He basically had convinced her that it's fine, doesn't care about blood. His room was dark when we were drunk and we were having sex. We woke up and it was bright in his room. I looked around and I saw white bedding, white pillows, white walls. No. I looked at his arm that was around me, and I looked at his hand and it was bright red / brown. Then I looked at his white bed sheets and pillows.
Why brown?
Sometimes period blood is brown. I left in embarrassment and left him to deal with the mess.
I respect that. No, that I respect.
He was the one that said he was all right to do it.
I respect.
What's this one?
Period sex is disgusting, man.
This isn't a sex story, but it just made me laugh that someone had the audacity to do it.
I feel like I'm such a prude nowadays.
She said, it's not really embarrassing, except that it kind of is. I lied to my family that I was going to Asda with my friend for her food shop, because she just moved out. My mum then gave me a shopping list that she wanted me to do. So I then had to tell my date that we actually needed to go food shopping instead of doing anything actually nice. We genuinely went food shopping for a date and I got my mum's stuff and then he ghosted me.
I can't lie. That's actually, other than the fact that he ghosted.
I mean, yeah, not cute.
That's actually quite a cute. I quite like that.
I'd be so pissed off if you're inviting me out on a date and then I go, by the way.
By the way,
I got buy my mum's food shopping.
I'd like, because I mean, I wouldn't have to spend no money. I ain't fucking paying for the food shopping. Say that.
So I had some PVC look leather zip up knickers for getting kinky in.
Skip, trigger warning.
Her partner's unzipped them and caught my whole vagina's lip in the zid. Lip in the zip. Fucking hell, I can't speak. Ouch. This one is from a man who actually voice noted me the story, so I've written it down basically.
Now play the voice note. Play the thing.
Should I?
It's not me, by the way.
Okay, quick summary of it is then. So I met this girl on a night out. And we'd had normal sex that time, and then we carried on like sleeping with each other, and it was all fine. And then she started getting like kinky, which is fine. I want me to tie her, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
What? Is this what the girl am on nowadays, bro?
Listen, I don't know.
I must be having the vanilla sex, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Tying girls up.
Actually, you did get barked at, so.
And I did have a girl ask me to punch her in her face. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not doing too bad. Anyway, the girl has now asked this person to bring some fruit over to their date, yeah?
Fair play.
So she tells me to bring like strawberries and other little berries and stuff, and then some whipped cream, and she tells me to bring a pear and like a banana, and I'm like, okay, fucking fine, I'm having a fruit salad. And then I was downstairs and she had fruit on her belly, and I was like wiping it off and eating it off and stuff, and then she's like, alright, go down. And I was like, cool, fine. And then she's like, I want you to put the pear inside me. And I take the pear out of the bag, and obviously I go like stalk side first because it's obviously smaller and it gives me more of a hand grip on the outside. And also the stalk bit looks like a bit like a pincer. Now that made sense to me.
Bearing in mind, I asked him after this, did you like take the stem bit off the stalk, like the stalk of the pear off? He goes, yeah, I spent ages like twisting the fucker off the pear. Anyway.
I'm going to put the stalk in. The head of it, the top bit, and she's like, no, I want it the other way. And I like trying not to fall to laugh at this point. So I'm like, okay, fine, cool. So I like gently twist and turn this fucking thing, trying to get it inside her. And then I get the base of the pear in, and like, you know how vaginas like tighten and flex things out a little bit? Bro, I was staring, I was on my knees, bobbing in and out of her vagina. And when I laughed, she shot it out of her vagina and it was fucking hit the head.
That is this.
Imagine laughing a pear out of your vagina and hitting the man that's looking you out in the head with it.
Bro, can't I not give you like BV and all of them things?
Wait. Furthermore, why are you even getting a vagina? Your pear. I can't even speak.
Don't listen. Don't knock it till you try it. You were the one telling me let's not kink shame.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, let's not kink shame.
Listen, if you like the round side of a pear up your vagina, you do you, girl.
I didn't know you people actually put like fruit and veg. I thought that was just a myth.
I never knew that either. One of my friends, I know that she put Skittles up her vagina.
I can see that.
And then later on, they forgot that Skittles were up there and he went to go and lick her out and it was all blue. So they thought she had blue waffle. It was like in the days of blue waffle days. Do you remember them?
Yeah. Going back to sweating because clearly all I do.
That's all he does.
And obviously, as you do, you know, the room's hot. Room's hot. It's summertime.
As always.
Summertime. The room, you know, the outdoors hot, inside's hot. The temperature's rising, yeah? Obviously, I'm sweating now, as I do.
Shock.
She takes my bottle of water.
No.
And she pours it on my head to cool me down.
Thoughtful.
I'm bearing
I like
my,
it.
This was when...
I'd be so angry. I'd be like, what am I going to drink now? Leave me to sort my own problems out, bitch.
So embarrassed.
Oh my God, that's mortifying.
But this was also during the time where I used to have my mattress on the floor as well. So you can see, you can see where I was in life at that time, innit?
Oh, Jay. Did you discuss it after?
No.
Were you thirsty?
Of course I'm sweating. I'm perspiring. Of course I'm thirsty. I had no water to drink. No.
Wait, did she finish the bottle?
My bottle. Not hers, you know, my bottle that I bought for me. Yeah. Whole thing on my head.
She emptied the clip, man. She said, fuck your sweat. Let me give you a shower.
Whole thing. Disrespect, man.
A guy messaged me saying... So I went on a first date with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I met her at the bar after work. We both work in central London and we went for a drink at a local bar. Fair, normal, standard.
Sound expensive.
Really, really original. Everyone does never do that in their life.
No.
You work in the city too? Maybe we should go to B at One or All Bar One after work. Yeah.
Hold on. Actually, hold on. What is wrong with going to be at one after?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that every single person in the world does it.
There's no pressure. You want something. You know how difficult it is for a man to go on a first date? You don't want us to fucking be creative and give you some Disneyland experience.
Yeah, take me to Disneyland Paris.
Fuck
anyway.
<off.
laughs> You only want to do that with your boymates. Not sure why, but...
Excuse me.
Jay loves asking his boymates to go to Disneyland Paris.
I'm comfortable.
We know one of my friends is going to love this
one. I'm comfortable in my sexuality. That's all I
That's why you ask people to come to the Lovelock Bridge with you, whatever it's called.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Tell the fucking story.
Johnny, should we go and put a lock on the bridge? Anyway, so yeah. So he's gone to meet this girl after work.
Mm.
And she has already been out for work drinks, a couple of work drinks.
That's even better.
So she's nice and merry.
She's slurring her words.
And he walks in and she says, let's get a shot. Why not?
I like her.
Yeah, we like her.
I like her. See, real, so far. Real city gal.
He says, we do the shot. And before I even get time to open my eyes after I've winced at my shot, I feel sick all over me coming from her. She throws up all over him.
No.
He runs to the toilet.
Where he running?
Because he's got sick all over him. So he's going to the toilet to wash it up.
Fair.
He then comes back out. She's gone. And the barman says,
no.
Sorry, mate, she's gone. Do you want a cab home?
No.
She hasn't even got the decency to say sorry. Or none of that.
Are you being sick?
How embarrassing.
What would you do if that was it? If you're in his position?
I actually don't know. What can you do? The violation.
I'm running her down still.
I'd have them.
She needs to give me money so I can dry clean this whole outfit
and just general
and pay for my cab home for me to have sick all over my white shirt on the
and
whole
when
way.
You get on a, when you get and on everyone, a train and everyone's looking, sniffing,
looking, thinking I got monkeypox and COVID. Fuck off! Nah, there's not a chance. There's not a chance.
She's
not getting away scot-free.
That is actually mortifying.
Moral of the story, don't do shots with women on dates.
This is a funny date story. I actually feel like it's something Jay would do. So
here we go.
And this is not to be height shaming whatsoever. And I didn't say that.
Here we go.
I did not say
something
that.
Something Jay would do. It involves height.
Nothing to do with height because he didn't know this. So I went on a date the other week.
It's all come from a woman.
Yeah. The guy was 5'11" on his profile. And in person, he was no bigger than 5'9". Embarrassing for him, not me. Anyway.
What's the difference?
Told him I wasn't interested after the date. Initial attraction. No, like, just wasn't attracted to him.
I was going to say, how shallow.
He sent me his bank details.
Yeah.
And told me to send him half the money.
Yes.
And then proceeded to send more than half as the payment price that she was due.
Yeah, 100%.
So she was like, no, I don't owe you that. I owe you this. That's half. And then he basically said that she was an awful human for going on a date with her and making him spend money and then pieing him. What does he think a date is? You're both trying to work each other out.
You're both
not guaranteed
love
on the first day.
That is true. But go into your fucking pocket. This is one thing I hate. This is one thing that really stresses me about women. Women say that they want to be independent, and I love an independent woman, but some of you can't fucking spend any money on the first date. Like, what's that? What is the issue? All the women that I know that with money have no issue with paying
money, but I've never had a problem paying.
All right.
Unless I'm
material
with you.
Girl.
Unless I'm with you, in which case, me my money. You owe me money for yesterday's date.
Date?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Date, bro.
Huh?
Oh. It's always a date. Okay. This is one I can relate to heavy. It's not really an embarrassing story. It's just a little quick one again. I slept with a guy who was obsessed with talking and he would not shut up
during
the whole
sex.
Time. Yeah.
I'm like that.
It was so off-putting. And then after that, he kept spitting at my vagina. Wild. I'm dead.
Hey, you might be talking about me, but I do both of them things.
No,
yeah,
you
like that?
That made me heave.
Funny.
I'm putting nail varnish on that microphone to make sure that I never use that microphone. You just spat all over it.
Sorry.
No, that's disgusting.
Imagine if I was spitting on you though, baby. Hey, this guy's a gangster, bro.
No, he's not. That's embarrassing.
He's a gangster.
That is just grim. And but you people that talk the whole time,
no,
stop that.
The talking thing, bye.
I'm talking like random shit. Midway through, like, are you doing this? Why do people do that?
Have you seen the interest rates?
Wait, guys.
You know, Liz resigned.
Guys, for a bit of context here, because we're not video. He's currently humping there. Okay, I've got a few funny ones from one person here.
Wait, sorry, was that the end of that story?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
He kept spitting at her vagina.
Listen,
I
don't see nothing wrong.
It's just funny. I've got a few here from a very good friend of mine.
That is so
she's
funny.
She's a very good
Wait,
friend.
Wait, just before we leave this. So with the dirty talk thing, yeah, where the
dirty
line...
Dirty talk is okay if you like dirty talk and everyone's preference is different. The whole talking the whole time, stop that, man. Do you know what? 90% of girls I know say they don't like dirty talk. It's awkward. We don't know what to say back.
Bruh,
I don't
freestyle,
mind it.
Man.
I don't mind a little comment, but you're not going to catch me really talking back. I mean, I don't know.
I loved it.
Depends
I can't
how
lie.
Much it gets me.
There was one time I was drunk in it. Ugh. And I was having sex with this girl, and I think you know when obviously I'm drunk innit, so I took the dirty talking like too far.
Oh,
so I think I was just saying shit, and then all of a sudden I just see her stop moving, and I'm like, I know she's not finished. she's just looking at me like, just like really plain, just like a blank stare. I'm like, you're right. Like, And she was like, you're talking to me like I'm a fucking slut. And I was like, oh.
Fair point. Sometimes you've got to put them in their place, man.
But then.
Learn to think with your head and not your dick.
No, it's true. But then. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I was groveling. All of a sudden, all the things that I was saying, she was then saying it back.
Am I your little slut?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm your dirty.
Are you
know
a dirty whore?
And I'm like, you wench. Don't come at me.
You wench.
I'm going mad, man. I'm going mad.
That's so funny.
When I'm sweating.
I don't know if I love it. I'm not gonna, certain people I like it from. Certain people I'm just like, you're doing it a lot right now.
I like to sing when
I've got a client who's in the porn, a friend actually, who's in the porn industry and like sex kind of work as a job. And she was trying to teach me like the best way to sex talk. And honestly, just us doing that during one appointment, I was just dying.
But I guess it's not natural though. Like,
but for her, it's so natural.
No, but I mean for you, like having that conversation.
It's so unnatural for me. I can't tell you. She was like, just say this. And then she would say something wild.
Give an example.
Put your big fucking fat cock in. And I was like, oh, like obviously I'm sitting there like dying during her eyelash.
It's like you're taking it.
I know. And I was like, oh my God. And she does this like accent, like voice, and her whole voice changes. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm being dirty talked. Like, I felt like it was me having sex with her. I was so embarrassed. My cheeks were red and she couldn't even see me.
Nah, the dirty talk thing about it.
It was so mad.
Girls need to dirty talk more, boy.
Yeah, guys need to stop.
Yes, freestyle, man.
Guys need to chill, man. Not every day you're my dirty little whore. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
some
days you're my dirty little wench.
I'm going to punch you.
You broad.
Don't make me pour your bottle of water over you because it's sitting right there and you're sweating. So anyway, a couple stories left from one of my lovely friends who I adore. She was seeing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were quite serious. Anyway, I think this might have been the first time they were having sex.
Oh, the first time?
I might be wrong there. I don't know the full details.
Interesting.
And she was having sex with him. She was in reverse cowgirl. So for anyone that doesn't know, she is facing away from him while he lays down on his back. And she's basically riding him.
You know why I like
looking
reverse cowgirl?
With her bum in his face. Why?
I don't need to. I don't sweat. I just
lay
there.
Yeah, you just lay there.
Sometimes I even put the other
pillow. Like a pillow princess.
Like a pillow princess. Sometimes I even put the other pillow on my face. Yes, it's going to cool me down.
I'm in a spa. Anyway, so she's like, I jumped into reverse cowgirl and I'm riding.
Mm-mm.
She's thinking, I looked back at my ass to think, let me see how good I look and how much he's enjoying
it. Jesus Christ! Come on!
Bearing in mind, this girl's got booty. Like, mm-mm. I like her booty and a lot of men like her booty. So you're going to... So she's expecting, she turns
my
her
man's
head...
My man to be preying up the arsehole.
And he's preying the bum. He's putting his hands on and rubbing it around, you know, giving a little shake.
Little grab. A cloth, if you will.
I turned around, I looked at him for his reassurance, and he had both his hands rubbing his nipple.
Yes!
Looking down at his nipples.
Yeah, no, I respect it. A man said self-care, you know.
No, I wish we could put this part on the video. I wish we had this on video. Because Jay is sitting here rubbing his nipples with his arms up like a chicken.
Nah, my man on the side there.
That's exactly how she showed it.
I paused, man. Dem, or you not listening? You paused the podcast and go rub your little rub your nipple. My man is on to something, boy.
I never felt so shit in my entire life.
Well, but did she continue?
No, I think she got off and was like, whoa, he's just satisfying himself.
This is why he does sex with the lights off. You can rub your nipples in peace.
He said, what girl in front of me with a big booty? What girl?
Nah, he's a gangster.
He's a wicked man. She was seeing someone. Don't know if it's first date, whatever. Anyway. He goes to lick her out. And she said...
Bo-cat.
He started to blow, like, hard, like... into... And she said, why are you doing that? And he said, because I like to feel the backsplash.
the what? The backsplash? My thing is a wind tunnel. That is this... But maybe my man onto something as well.
But imagine laying there as a girl and feeling someone puff. She said, gee, he wasn't even. It was a cheeks out.
Like you're gonna blow the house down.
Like you're, yeah.
Like I'm gonna puff and I'm gonna puff. Jesus Christ, I'm blowing the walls down,
I'm actually dead. Imagine.
They even need to blow the back. Blow the walls up, bro.
Oh, that's actually made me cry. I forgot how funny that story. Do you know what the funny bit is? When I put up my poll, she hasn't even sent me that story. I just added it on because I forgot how funny they were. She probably will kill me for saying these stories, but listen, no face, no case,
the
no
next
trace.
Time I have sex, yeah, and I'm thinking about how much I'm sweating, I'm going to remind myself it could be worse, could be because worse. I could be blowing into...
or rubbing your own nipples and not...
No,
that's actually rude. You've got a girl bent over riding you and her whole booty is wobbling in your face and you're looking down at your nipples. Drizzling them about.
Hey, this is wicked,
no,
bro.
No, that's so funny.
Hey, this is...
Stop doing it. It's creeping me out.
I'm sorry. This is wicked. He is on to something. Whoever that man is,
I'm telling my dad that you're horny in his house.
No, don't. I'm not horny. Not yet. No.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. That nipple story is the best one.
You should have seen my... When I say I was crying... I've heard that story so many times. I was crying. She's. Have I ever told you that story about when she met a guy on a night out and she had beer goggles on?
the short guy. No, she was rude because he like a Lego. Like he was sitting on one Lego or something. That was rude because his feet were dangling down. And
no,
then
that wasn't the same guy. That was the Lego man. This one was the
Lego
guy.
Man.
She went on a date with him.
That was rude.
Oh, what am I talking about? She didn't go on a date with him. She met him in Sway Bar, actually.
Sway Bar.
And I love a bit of Sway. And she was telling her friend, like, yeah, he's nice. And her friend was like, babe, what are you seeing? Like, this guy is not nice. This is not to body shame or ugly shame, whatever. It's just funny anyway.
No, we everyone don't mind ugly shame,
someone man. Out there thinks he's beautiful.
We have
anyway,
to body shame. We can ugly shame, though.
But the story is quite funny because of the body shaming. Someone out there will love him. Anyway, get over it. So anyway, she's like to her friend, like, he's nice. Her friend's like, no, babe, what are you seeing? So anyway, they go home and she meets him a few days later. And her friend's telling her, like, I don't think you should meet this guy. Like, you are not going to like this guy. And she's like, nah, he was sexy, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she says, he rocks up in his car. And she was like, he couldn't even get in the car without holding on because he was
Wait.
So, like, as he was getting back in his car, he had to, like, hang on the top of his car, like, slide in and stop.
Wait.
She was like, I looked in the back of his car.
Wait.
And she was like, when he walked over till I let her in the car, she said his legs were touching.
This is G's story, by the way. These views are the four of the G.
She said his legs were touching from top to bottom. Like, there was no gap.
What do you mean his legs were touching from top to bottom?
There was no gap.
Two legs were together.
They just didn't. You know, like when people walk, they have like the gap here,
let me
between
walk
their knees.
We're going to make this a video podcast one day, ladies and gentlemen. Do you explain? I'm walking.
So
I need to see this.
Yeah, and you know your legs aren't touching, are they? The bottom, like near your knees, there's a big gap.
No.
No, but it was because he had so much weight. And then she said, so anyway, after this, she got in the car, he like waddled into his car. And then
I didn't share this story, and I remember
she was
that.
Like, I looked in the back of the car and I see he's got his whole kitchen in his. Why did he have a microwave?
No.
Oh, I wish
really
she was
for
telling this story.
That big popper vibe, bro.
I wish she was on the phone because the way she tells the story is so much funny. Because she put on like a yardy accent, and I wish I could do it.
So what happened? What happened on the date then?
She left.
What do you mean she left?
She's like, no, I thought you.
No.
I think she did. Yeah.
No, that's not nice.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Why did you ask me that question? Let's go up that bit. I don't want to make her sound too bad.
No, fuck that. I'm not getting crossed. Are you
I might be wrong. I need to clarify.
If I ever met a girl and she said to me, sorry, you're not who I thought you were.
Oh my God.
I told you about the one time that I was on a date with a girl. The date actually went really successfully. But the first thing she said to me is, you look different to your profile picture.
I think you look the same.
So initially she said that, and I'm like, obviously I didn't have the fresh trim at this point. I was coming from work. I didn't have the fresh trim. So I was like,
I'm ugly.
I'm clapped. I guess I'm not paying for her fucking meal, am I? But then what she meant was my beard was longer in real life than in pictures, but she didn't clarify that.
Oh, so she said you're like a bum.
I don't know, because having a long beard doesn't mean you're a bum. My beard was just longer. I didn't have the short beard in person like I did in my picture.
Oh, so what I told you to do ages ago. Oh, get shut the fuck.
She ain't around no more anyway, so.
Because you got your stupid long beard. Anyway.
that story was.
I need to get
funny.
Her to tell you that in person because the story is so funny when she tells
me.
I
said you had the microwave in his.
She said he had a whole kitchen.
He said he wanted to pat you on the go.
In the back of his car. The whole kitchen. She was like, you could not move. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, bless him.
I think it's my ex's birthday, so happy birthday to you.
Oh my God, happy birthday. I'm so glad you're not getting cheated on anymore. I love that for her. Oh, she's a Scorpio. The devil. You Scorpios are wild.
I never once cheated on this.
She's a Scorpio,
yeah. Yeah. I never once cheated on this girl. Which
oh my God,
is
the, this man loves
That's the worst thing. I've never once cheated on this girl. I never once cheated.
Who's that, your confessions podcast about then?
No, we went to, I didn't cheat. I wouldn't mean cheating. It weren't cheating.
Oh, okay.
It weren't cheating. I never once cheated on that
Promise
girl.
You never cheated on her?
Promise to who, her?
Promise?
Promise?
His fingers are crossed.
No, they weren't.
They were.
It's going to be Halloween on the day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween, guys.
No, it won't be Halloween. Halloween on Monday.
Happy spooky season, guys.
Yeah, happy spooky season.
I did some pumpkins on someone's nails today and they were super cute.
That's cute. G didn't, he did my nails.
I did him a little spider web on his nails, guys, and sure it's really so cute.
So yeah, I'm quite excited for this weekend because
Halloween season.
I love when I see the girl dress up in the little vampire outfit.
Little police officer.
I can't say schoolgirl.
No, because that makes you an R. Kelly.
That's what we're calling it now. It makes you an R. Kelly.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my God. If you've got any sexual stories.
Yeah, please send us
any
more
stories.
We really enjoy them. Man, we like laughing at you. If you can guess what one of those stories was my story, I will give you, I don't know, £5.
I'll give you £5.
Inflation.
If mandem or gallem, if any of you sweat during sex, like profusely, please let me know because I feel like I'm the only one out there, and it would be good to start a sort of networking group or
a support group.
Afterwards, a support group.
What are we gonna call it? Like
Sweaters Anonymous.
SA.
Imagine if I slept with a really sweaty girl. What
I get a bit sweaty, maybe.
You know what I hate? Like
on top,
kissing girls when they sweat. Cause you know when you can taste the sweat here?
Oh yeah.
That doesn't happen when girls kiss me.
It's on your massage, they definitely would taste.
No, they're gonna make me feel self-conscious.
It'll
make me feel self-conscious.
I'm gonna get one of my friends to kiss you and
No, don't.
I'm telling you.
I'll never be able to sweat.
You got hair up here.
You
can feel it on a girl when she doesn't have hair gathering the sweat. What do you think?
You taste
salty.
I'm saved in the phone with the little sprinkle emoji.
Salt emoji.
I do have one last story actually to wrap up the podcast. I remember having sex with this girl and my phone rang. And you know in the ramping shop, when she said my two phone ring, I mean, I answer none.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, let my phone ring. I ain't answering it. Come on, I'm busy. All I hear was that door slam shut. Oh. And I'm like, my mum's in. And then I'm panicking. So I jump out there. I blow myself out. And I'm thinking, she's running. Like, mum's really annoying. Whenever a girl's at my house and she knows, she'd running up the stairs.
Why does she do that?
It's so jarring.
Mum!
So jarring. So
stop that!
I hear her running up the stairs. I'm thinking, nah, this can't run. So I run out now. And no boxes.
No.
I just got my hand covering.
No!
And I'm like, Mum, please. And bro, she's trying to go past me in the river. I said, no, you can't. I said, that can't run.
No.
I was grounded.
No, I need to talk to her about this
And then
story.
When she saw the girl, I think she said something like, did she tell the girl she disappointed?
Oh,
she gave a dirty
no.
look.
Mom, I can't wait to talk to her.
Well, I had on with the socks.
Oh, Jay. Why were you having sex in socks?
You know, this was back in the day. You know when people are self-conscious about feet? Yeah. I quite like the
Remember
feet.
Remember that phase? Everyone was just like, no, I can't get my feet
out. Can't
get
my feet out. Yeah. I quite like a little foot.
My feet are so cute, I think.
Mm.
you're going to be doing this. Oh, it's going to be your new thing now, isn't it? You're going to be like, oh, gee, I slept with this girl and I spat on her.
Oh, I can't wait. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's been fantastic.
So glad to be back, guys. Thank you so much. If you do tune in and listen, if not, we completely understand why you've abandoned us, because we abandoned you. We are back and we hope that you will stay. We hope that you'll be back to listen. Actually, someone texted me today saying your carnival podcast got me through work today, and I had to go on Jay's Instagram to look at the comment that we were talking about or something one of your photos. Someone asked, like, where is this or something? I don't know. Anyway, so she went on your Instagram and looked at it. But anyway, yeah, so thanks for that.
Why is she looking at man's Instagram? Can't even drop me one little like. I had to leave. When you listen to this you drop me one little
she
like.
She like all of your pictures from this.
I just want one. Yeah, I ain't greedy.
Just the one. We'll take the one. But yeah, so that was nice feedback. So we love to know when you're listening to our podcast, guys. Obviously, if you can, we like a little follow on Instagram, a little Spotify ad to your playlist. Wait. Download
Spotify
even.
Download for Look every that. Every download I whine a guy at the next carnival. That's a joke. I've
so
never
you're gonna be whining on 100 men.
You're
gonna get stabbed,
man.
You're gonna get stabbed.
That's a joke.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much.
Love you lot. Bye.